Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County, sir?
Yep, sure am.
Okay. All right, sir, just for qualification purpose for the survey, are you, is anyone in your household employed, you know, in the media, in the news media, market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No one is.
Okay. All right, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidate have you tended to vote for, you know, most often? Would that be Democrat or Republican?
Probably Libertarian.
Okay. All right, sir, although you vote for a person and not one, you know, of the major parties, when you had, you know, to choose between two candidates for whom, you know, you knew little about, have you tended to vote for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Yes, Republican.
Republican. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose, for the survey, in what year were you born?
1995.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about building an ammonia plant in, you know, in or near Ingleside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that ammonia plant they're talking about building out there.
Okay, and have you seen, read, or heard about this forum, you know, Facebook, X, or other social media?
Yeah, it's all on. It was all on social media that I saw that.
What about talking with family or friends?
No, not so much. It's on social media.
Okay. What about attending meetings? A meeting.
No, I haven't gone to anything like that.
Okay, a website you found.
For a website I found?
Yeah.
For like the ammonia plant?
Yeah, that you know, seen or read something about it.
No, this is Facebook. No.
Okay.
No website, it's just Facebook.
Okay. What about a report in the newspaper?
No, I've never bought a newspaper.
Okay, something you heard on, maybe on the radio?
No.
Okay, news sites or articles on the internet?
No, not
okay,
articles or anything.
What about a report on television?
What was that last one? Sorry.
A report on television.
No.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, in your own words, you know, please tell me what you've seen or read or heard recently about the, you know, proposed ammonia plant. Just
yeah,
anything
that
you can
think. Then.
Okay.
It's going to bring good jobs in.
Okay, going to bring a lot of jobs, right?
Yeah. Jobs. Well, can't be any, whatever that ammonia plant puts out can't be any worse than what the refineries are doing. Corpus Christi already has a higher chance of cancer and higher rates of cancer than anywhere else in the state of Texas because of Refinery Row. So what's the difference at this point, right?
Has what you've seen, read, or heard given you a more negative view or a more positive view of the proposal ammonia plant?
Neither. I don't really care for it. I don't really care. I'm not really against it. It's just another plant.
Okay. All right.
It'll blend in with the rest of them.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you the names of several individuals or groups, you know, for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group. And if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. You know, if you don't recognize the name, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay. Enbridge.
Negative.
Would that be a negative, strong negative or somewhat negative?
Somewhat negative.
Somewhat negative. Okay, what about Yara?
And neutral.
Okay, to be, would that be somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Neither, really. I don't have any thoughts about Ibarra.
Okay. Okay, all right. All right, what about Project Yaren?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive? Okay. Oxy Energy Corporation?
Positive.
Strongly positive?
Somewhat
or just
positive.
Somewhat positive. Valero?
Somewhat. Strongly negative.
Strongly negative. Okay. What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Port of Corpus? Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Strongly positive.
Strongly positive. Okay. What about Flint Hills Resources?
Somewhat positive.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and would you favor or oppose the construction of the, you know, an ammonia plant and, you know, export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
Yeah, support it. I mean, I'm all for it.
Would that be favor strongly or favor somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. All right, sir. Now, can you please tell me if each of the following items, you know, of the information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the construction of an ammonia, you know, plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside? The first one is, okay, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Would you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Okay, ammonia is, you know, the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, you know, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, you know, Enbridge, has larger scale infrastructure development experience, expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make you strongly favor,
strongly favor.
Okay. All right. You know, opponents say that proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion and as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Would that make you favor somewhat?
Strongly favored. I'm a marine biologist, man. It gives me a lot of work. That's dope.
Okay.
Tear it up, man.
All right. The produced, you know, ammonia will be loaded directly into ships docked right, you know, at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then, you know, it is shipped. So would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly favored.
Okay, in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, you know, corporate income tax and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Would that make you favor strong or
favor
strong? Okay. All right, Enbridge, you know, and Yara will partner. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote, you know, share environmental values and priorities.
Yeah,
that makes
me.
Okay, yes.
Strongly
in favor. Okay.
That's
all right, the proposed.
Job, hell yeah.
All right, good. All right, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year, you know, the in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other, you know, county services. Would that make you strongly supported, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Okay.
Strongly supported.
All right, sir. All right, thank you, sir. And ammonia production... is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state of the art safety and production technology. Would that make you strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs. At the peak of the construction, and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Strongly favor, strongly somewhat, support, oppose, somewhat, or strongly oppose.
Wait. So you start with 4,000 and then you said with 100?
Yes,
what
after, after the construction is done, it's going to be at least 100 permanent, you know, I guess 100,000, I guess. That's what they're talking about. Permanent jobs.
Oh, 100,000.
Yeah, because it's 4,000 and the other one says 100, you know, permanent jobs.
Cool, yeah. Fuck it. Strongly approved. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the opponents say that the proposed, you know, location of the ammonium facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Oh, fuck them. Strongly favor. They'll get over
it. Yeah,
they're not worried about the refineries. They ain't worried about ammonia.
The low-carbon ammonia, you know, production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, though creating a nearby, nearly carbon-free fuel source. Would that make you favor or oppose?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its, you know, permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, track and known, you know, to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly favor.
Okay,
I hate to ask, but is there a lot more? Because I'm about to have to go, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're almost done with this statement. I only have like maybe four more statements, and then it's almost towards the end, sir.
Strongly favor.
I'm just going to go real quick, okay? So opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Fuck them. Strongly favor.
Okay,
they
the ammonia produced by the facility will be, you know, exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants. Would that make you strongly support? Okay. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequenced, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage, approximately, you know, 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat, or somewhat opposed? All right, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as, you know, as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Would that make you strongly
favor?
Okay, plan personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with, you know, materials and resources necessary to respond to the unlike event that, you know, there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Strongly favor.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, like I said, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. Okay, only have a little bit towards the end. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside? And would that be
support.
A strongly support or just somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. All right, sir, and again, okay, in your own words, can you tell me why would you favor the proposed ammonia plant and export facility?
More jobs. More jobs, okay, better jobs, sustainable jobs.
Okay.
Helping out the community. So.
Okay, so
good all around.
Right.
More jobs, more taxes going back into the economy. It's all good.
Okay, more taxes, right? More job and more taxes. Okay, so just a few questions just to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes or no?
Hola, señor. Sí.
Okay,
sorry,
so,
I don't really
yes.
speak that much Spanish, yeah.
But, you know, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic. I didn't speak Spanish. I didn't really learn that much.
All right. As you, it is your main race, Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Hispanic. What?
Okay. All right, sir, and do you own or rent your place of residence?
I own.
Okay, own. All right, and which of the following best describes your current type of, you know, most recent type of employment? Would you say construction, like manufacturing, government, education, energy, chemical, farming, fishing, white-collar management, clerical, retail, professionals such as, you know, law or medicine, self-employed, and own business?
Management. You fall under management.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And do you have a Facebook account?
I do.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you have an Instagram account?
No.
No Instagram. Okay. And what about X account?
No.
No X account. All right, and do you read the Ingleside Index or, you know, on a weekly basis?
No. No, I don't.
And do you watch the nightly local news four or more days per week?
No.
No, okay.
All right,
and do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis?
No, I don't.
No, okay. All right, and do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
Wait, what was that again?
Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you, full-time or part-time?
Yes, 7.
Okay. All right, sir, with this, this concludes our survey. Really thank you for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.